PM Sports Page continues. It's now time to talk with our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Pleased to be joined by Washington graduate Kelly Dahlmeier. Kelly, always great to chat with you. Thanks for coming on this week.
Yeah, thanks, Cole.
Kelly, we look back at your senior season, a fantastic one it was for the Demons, and why we have you on this week. A couple weeks ago, you participated in the All-Star Series hosted by the Iowa Girls Coaches Association. It was in Waukee with some of the best players across the state. So we'll start with that concept, Kelly. How was it competing with some of the best in the entire state of Iowa?
Yeah, overall, the All-Star game was a really fun experience. We got there at about 11, and for the first hour and a half, we just practiced, got to know each other, took infield, outfield, when hit, and then the rest of the day was kind of social hour. We had lunch and just talked with not just the girls on my team, but the other two teams as well. And then once we got geared up for the first game, it was go time, and it was just really fun playing with girls who, most of them are 4 or 5 year varsity starters for their team, and 12 of the 14 girls on my team were playing at the next level in college. So just everyone wanted to be there, and everyone just knew the game really well. So it was just a good experience.
You know, you played a couple games and you won one of them for your team, and you're kind of a headliner with a 3-run home run. How'd that feel off the bat?
Yeah, it was exciting. We had a pretty big crowd there, and it was actually still the first inning. So just to score first in that game was big. And even some of these girls I just met 2 hours before that, and they were super supportive, cheering me on as I ran the bases. So it was definitely a moment that I was very proud of.
Mm-hmm. How about that day just representing the Demons one final time?
Right, yeah. It was pretty sad, honestly, putting on my uniform for the last time. Actually, that's what I told Coach Overman. I was like, wow, I'll never wear this jersey again. But, yeah, just that whole day was pretty special because we haven't had a Demon in the All-Star game in probably 7-8 years.
Mm-hmm, sure. And did you know a few coming in, and did you make some friends along the way?
Yeah, actually, some of the girls who were at the All-Star game I had played with in travel ball with my travel ball team. And then some of the girls, you recognize their name. You know they're a good player. So I knew quite a few, but also made some friends as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kelly, this year you were awarded a first-team All-State selection. You've been part of All-State teams in the past, but this is your first-team one. What did that honor mean to you?
Yeah, coming into my senior season, I had a pretty big goal to get first-team, just having been like second-team. So I was like, all right, one last shot. Like, we got to give it my all. So it was definitely exciting just to see, like, my hard work paid off and that I was able to accomplish first-team All-State.
Now I know you're excited to compete at the next level this next year at the University of St. Thomas. That's in the Twin Cities. First off, Kelly, I know you have a new coach, a brand-new coach. So have you had a chance to get up on campus and talk to them yet?
Yeah, I was just up in St. Paul last week, and I got to meet my new coach, Coach Trotter. And she comes from Missouri Western, so she's Midwest native. But it was really exciting to be on campus and just moving in 2 weeks from today. So it was good to kind of get a real feel of what it'll be like, what to expect for practice, how Coach Trotter coaches, and even just see, like, the football team was there. So just, like, it felt real that St. Thomas is going to be D1 and that, like, we're a part of history being made.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just said it is a program moving from D3 to D1. Maybe you'll know more once you actually get on campus, but how do you think that transition has been for St. Thomas?
Yeah, it'll be exciting for sure. There's still a lot of unknowns for all of the teams and all of the athletics program. Most of the programs are having to cut some people to meet roster requirements, and they're just still trying to work out budgeting and funding. So it'll be, the first year could be a little bit rocky, but I think everyone's excited for the move.
Mm-hmm. Do you have expectations for yourself in year number one?
Oh, boy. Yeah, a lot of expectations. Just, I want to still have fun and play. I don't want the sport to totally be like a full-time job. I just still want to have fun with it and not think too much about it. Just go play Kelly Dahlmeier softball.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. Well, once I heard what the mascot was for St. Thomas, I've been obsessed. Not going to lie, probably one of my favorite mascots out there. So let's hear a Go Tommies from you.
Go Tommies.
All right. Well, do you have a major picked out yet, Kelly?
Yeah, my major next year will be exercise science and health promotion. And then I'll probably get a minor in kinesiology.
Mm-hmm. And why is that? Why did you pick that major?
My goal is to become a sports trainer for a professional team. So either like Kansas City Chiefs or the Royals, or I think that'd be really cool. That's the dream.
Last question here. Kelly, our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. How do you use that motto to prepare for a game?
To prepare for the games, we just stretch before, and we usually start in the hitting facility, get some feel-good swings in before. And then being with pitchers and catchers, we do a band workout, get our arms loosened up, and then I'm just catching bullpen for the pitchers so they can prepare themselves for the game.
Well, Kelly, congratulations on the senior season. It's been a lot of fun covering you the last couple years, and good luck in Minneapolis.
Thank you.
Kelly Dahlmeyer, a graduate of Washington High School, competed in the Iowa Girls Coaches Association All-Star Series for softball a few weeks back. We'll take a break and close things out on today's PM Sports page next on AIM FM KCII.